We're learning Masech the Shabbos, Daf Nechesem Beis. The Gemara brings a brisa. It says, Azuk shel behema, a bell for an animal, is mekabel tuma. Mishel delis, a bell for a door, is not mekabel tuma, it's tar. And the Gemara explains, a bell for an animal is mekabel tuma, it has an invil, has a clapper, and it makes noise, and you want it to make noise, it's called a kli maisa. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk, making noise is also called a kli maisa, and therefore it's mekabel tuma. And the doorbell is not mekabel tuma. Rashi says, since it's mechubel lekarka, it's not a kli lekabel tuma. And he brings the door is not a kli, and the bell is attached to the door. Kol mechubel areya kumayu. It doesn't have a din kli to be mekabel tuma. And the Gemara says, the Brisa says, if you have a doorbell and you try it, and now you designate it to be a behema, it's mekabel tuma because now it's no longer a doorbell. Kol akelim yoridu meituma b'machshava. But if you have a bell for an animal, and you decide it should be a doorbell, even if you don't just decide, but you actually go and attach it to the door, and you cover the mesmer, it's still mekabel tumah, because ein olam b'tumasim ela b'shina maisa, and you didn't actually do a maisa to the actual kli. All you did was attach it to the door, and therefore, it's still mekabel tumah. Ad kan the Gemara. So Rabbi Chana Vassaman, it's in Kaivet Shurim Chelik Beis, called Kaivet Shmuas and Chulin, it's Islam and Beis. He asks the following question, brings out Gemara, and he says, there's a klal that anything which is mechubel lekarka is not mekabel tuma. And that klal, he says, is not simply because it's not a kli, it's tamadin, that something which is mechubel lekarka is not mekabel tuma. Tuma is only on metaltalim, it's not a mechubel lekarka. Even by food, you have this din. If you have a food, and it's mechubel lekarka, you have an apple growing from a tree, as long as it's mechubel lekarka, it's not mekabel tuma, even though it doesn't have to be a kli, but there's a klal. It has to be talish. Chiyud nemayim al zera v'nafim rivlasim alaf tarhu, that as long as it's zera, as long as it's mechubel lekarka, it's not mekabel tuma, and you'll learn that water, that's mechubel lekarka. If the water is not tolish, the water in its natural water body is also not mekabel tuma. So hu adin akeli, he tainis, if it's mechubel lekarka, it's betz and not mekabel tuma. Mechubel lekarka is afka from kabbalas tuma. So lechay the din of kol akelim yoyim letum machshav and elmedim tuma leshine maisa means that it remains a keli. Once it's a keli, it will remain a keli until you actually do a shine maisa. That could be mevatel the shem keli. But even if it's a keli, but if it's mechubel lekarka, how could it be a mekabel tuma? Hazagra mochanan bashit. There's a Gemara in Baba Basha naf samach vav, which brings down a Mishnah about a daf shalachtainim shechiblu bekaisel, rablezim etame vecham metame. You have a daf shalachtainim, you have a shelf, a baker's shelf, that you attach to the wall. Rablezim says it's tar, and the rabbanan say it's tame, and the Gemara explains that there's a machlekes in Hilchas Mechubel Lekarka. What's called Mechubel Lekarka? I'll sing you there that other dinim of Mechubel Lekarka, Legabe Shabbos, Legabe Paradum, Legabe a lot of things. And Rabbi Elazar holds that Tolosh L'Basayf Chibre is called Mechubel Lekarka. And the Rabbanan hold that Tolosh L'Basayf Chibre is not called Mechubel Lekarka. Mechubel Lekarka means that it was always Mechubel Lekarka, or in the case, let's say, by food, if it takes root, then it can become Mechubel Lekarka. But by other things, if you have a house, according to Rabbi Elazar, it's called Mechubel Lekarka. According to Rabbanan, it's not, because the house was Tolosh, and then you Mechubel Lekarka. And that's why Daf Shalach Taim Rabbi Elazar says it's Tar. Aye, what happened to the din of Kol HaKelim? Ein Olam Midei Tumasim Ela B'Shini Maisa, and all you did was attach it to the wall. But there says Rabbi Elazar holds that it's Karka. And Karka, even if it is a Keli, can't be Mekabel Tumah. Karka is Mufka for being Mekabel Tumah. But the Rabbanan hold it's not karka, it's metaltalim, it's tolish. So mamela, it can be mekabel tuma. So zakta b'chanan, that's a pshat in this braisa, that it goes like the Rabbanan, that it's not considered mechubel karka, and mamela, it doesn't have the afka of kabbalas tuma. He kind of declares that maybe this braisa could even work like Rabbi Elazar, that this din, that something that's karka can't be mekabel tuma, is only it can't be mekabel tuma. But once it's tameh, it doesn't lose its tumah because you're mechabel lekarka. So even though this braisa, like Rashi says clearly, means that it could even be mechabel tumah, that would have to be like the Rabbanan, because according to Rabbi Elazar, that's clear. Daf shalach taimim shakavah b'kaisel, it's karka, it's not mekabel tumah. But it declares maybe the etzim din of kol hakelim yoylem betumah achshav and el metumah b'shinei ma'isa would apply to the zug shel behema shakavah b'delis if it was ready tumah. The Rabbi Elazar would say that even though it's karka, it doesn't lose its tumah, and therefore the fact that it's still a kli means that it's not ice kli, it would still retain its tumah. But he says, you see, by food, if you mechaber them lekarka, they lose their tumah. He's not sure. But that shtickle, adiyadinein, that's not negay to my ikah shtickle. Maybe Rabbi Elazar would agree that once it's tumah, the chibul lekarka won't be metaret. Maybe yeah, maybe not. But the point is, there are abundant holders b'chalma called mechubul lekarka, and therefore it can even be mekabel tumah. It's not mechubul lekarka. Stola shul b'seif chibroi. Now, Frag Ich, and Rabbi Chanan doesn't discuss this, so how come when you originally made it to be a Zug Shel Delis, it's not Mekabel Tumah? If it's not considered Mechubel Lekarka, Tal Shib Sef Chibri is not considered Mechubel Lekarka, so why, when you originally decided it should be a Zug Shel Delis, what din is it not Mekabel Tumah? It's not Mechubel Lekarka, it's Tal Shib Sef Chibri. So the Teretz, I think, stayed in the Grach al Hashas. It's in the Mishnah in Parah, Perikei Mishnah Zayin. And the Grach al Hashas says that there's two dinim why a keli that's mechubel lekarka is not mekabel tumah. There's one din like Rabbi Chanan says, exactly like Rabbi Chanan says, because karka is mufka from tumah. But that's only according to Rabbi Elazar and not according to the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Elazar, Tol Shibasef Chigari is called karka, and karka is mufka from tumah. And according to the Rabbanan, it's considered metaltim. I mean, it could be negay according to the Rabbanan. For instance, let's say you have a rack which was originally mechubel karka, and you hollowed it out, and you made it into a trough. And now it's a keli. You use it to feed the animals. But even the Rabbanan would agree that that's karka. That's not tolo shubasev chibrei. That's mechubel mikara. So that is mufka. That can't be mekabel tumah no matter what. Because it's karka, it has a din karka. It's mitzad the din karka, and it's mafkir the tumah. But that wouldn't apply according to the Rabbanan, to tell us Shabbosev Chibre. But then we have another din, that tumah needs a kli maisa, like was to speak more in the shir, and like the Gemara here says, tumah means a kli maisa. There's a din that any kli which is stationary and can't be moved around doesn't have a teiris kli maisa. It's missing in its shame kli legabe tumah. If it's function, even though the kli is functional, right? Mashmiya koil is called the kli maisa. You have a bell for a cow, that's doing a maisa. But you put the bell on the door, and you ring the bell, so it's functioning, but it doesn't move around. It stays put, it stays mechuber. So there, it doesn't have a din of a kli maisa. Now that din is not totally in tolo shebasef chibrei, or mechuber mikar. That's not totally in that. That's not a din if it's karka. That's a din, is it a kli? A kli, legame tumah, is something which moves around. Something which stays stationary is simply not a kli. So on yene din zagich, you have the din of kolakelim, yodim de tumach shav, and elma tumah l'mashin emaisa. It's not called mechubel karka. But right now, it's not functioning as a kli maisa. So it depends. If you never meant that it should be function as anything else, in order to have a Torah's kli, you have to miyachid it, lays a tashmish. Has to miyuchid for something. And kol hakelim yodim tumah machshava. But if you don't have machshava, you never will miyachid it for a tashmish, which is a valid tashmish legabe kabbalas tumah, it's not mekabel tumah. So if you made a doorbell, it doesn't get a din kabbalas tumah, because its whole function is to be a doorbell. And the function of a doorbell is to function mechuber, and that gives it, that makes it ice kli maisa. But once you decided that it should be a kli and function, not mechubel lekarka, and now you're mechabrit lekarka, so that it has the din, that already has a shame kli betalish, it already has a shame kli, it already is a kli maisa, so even though it no longer is functioning as a kli maisa, but there was never a shina maisa, that's the din of an elmen into masa melo b'shina maisa. So if the pshanids are going like a beleza, that it blibes karka, so karka betzim is mufka from being a kli. So it does. If I'm being mekabel tumah, so it doesn't matter that it doesn't have a shina maisa. It's karka. Karka can't be mekabel tumah. But if you go like the Rabbanan, it's not karka. Legabe hilchis karko metaltum is metaltum. Navas is a din in tumah, then ud to be called a kli maisa, it has to have functionality as a davar metaltum. If its whole functionality is to be in place, mechubal karka, so it loses its din kli maisa. But that, the pshat is if it's originally supposed to be that way, so it never got a teirus kli. Once it got a teirus kli, it can't lose the teirus kli, ela b'shini maisa. Now that you attach it to the door, it will still be a kli, it will still be mekabel tumah. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brought a brisa like this. The Gemara brought a brisa that a bell that's meant for a machteshes, an arisa, a mill, or a carriage, maybe a cradle, mitfachas soar, mitfachas tineikis, yeshlam invul tumeim. Because the only reason why it's a kli is because it makes noise. It's not a decorative item. You might have said if it's a direct decorative item, even without an invul, it's tummy. But if the purpose is to make noise, it needs an invul. But nidlu invulayim adayim tumasim alayim. If the invul is removed, it's still mekabel tumah. That's a big shayla if it means it's still mekabel tumah, or it just doesn't lose its old tumah. Hagabanim adayim tumasim alayim. So Rami asks a kasha, lamai chazum. What's it right for? If it's nidlu invulayim, why is it still tummy? Lamai chaz not right for anything, so it should be like a shever kli. A shever kli, even if it was already tummy, becomes tar, and certainly it's not makabal tummy anymore. So Abaye answered, Hoyel vehedi yachal achzirei. Since you don't need a professional to replace it, even a hedi can replace it, so therefore it's not called a shever kli. So Rava asked the Kasha, Hazug ve'invul chibur, Hazug and invul are considered mechubur. The chitema, what they mean to say is, even if it's not mechubur, it blives like mechubur. But we have a brace that says, if you have a scissors of two parts, a ismul shavihidni, so then it's only a chibur when it's together, midaraisa only b'shas malacha, v'chuli, that's the Gemara. So there's a very sadistic of machlekes Rashi and Taisis here, and I want to explain the machlekes al piyach akirim that's in the Reb Chaim. The shayla is, what was the kasha hazug ve'invul chibur? Rashi explains the kasha that hazug ve'invul chibur means that when you have a zug and an invul together, and the zug becomes tummy, that makes the invul tummy, and if the invul becomes tummy, touches tumma, that makes the zug tummy. And who would then, if you do hazah on one, the other one becomes tar? That's what it means, hazug ve'invul chibur. So where do we see from there, not like a bayim? So Rashi explains, because since we call it a chibur, so oy bezay, if it's missing an invul, if the invul gets separated, so then it's an incomplete kli. If it's an incomplete kli, so even if the head yachal achzira lemais, it's incomplete. It's not a complete kli. It's not shalim. So avada can't be mekabel tumah. And then when it marches v'chi tema, it means v'chi tema. That's not what it means. It's zugvim v'chibur. It doesn't mean that it's considered one big kli. Zug v'mechibur gufa means that even when the invul is out of the zug, it's considered mechuba ayideh din of hedi yachal achzira. Gemara said, no, we see from a spiritual program that chibur means that the halacha is nit mezeh v'chuli. That's Rashi says. So Taisus is bothered. If all hazug ve'invul chibur means is that it blames one kli, nit mezeh, or hizal zeh, tahar zeh, so we knew before that. We knew before it's one big kli. Of course we knew that. So what was Abaye saying, hed yachal achzira, that even though it's one kli, and even though it's detached, but since the head you could attach them, so it blames kilu, it's attached. So what was the kasha from Azug v'invul chibur? What's the kasha from the fact that nit mazeh, uhizal zeh, tar zeh, what's the kasha? Abaye also found agrees to that. But he holds that even when they're apart, they blibe kilu, they're together, because head yachal achzira. So what was the Gemara's kasha? As they affect Taisus. So Taisus says that the ikka kasha was from the brisa. Since the brisa says that only b'shas malacha it's considered a chibur, and there goes a shalei b'shas malacha, otu b'shas malacha, but when they're totally apart, it's a vada not considered a chibur. And then echanami, from the brisa of azug ve'invul chibur, you really don't see anything. All you see is that it blibes one kli, and Abaye also said it blibes one kli. And that's gufa de v'chitema. V'chitema is that even if it's not mechubur, it's considered mechubur. Azug v'invul is one kli, and Abaye holds, even when they're apart, they still could become tame, and still the din is nit mezeh, nit mezeh. Taisa holds a tremendous chiddush in Abaye, that when they're detached and you touch the zug, the invil becomes tameh. He says not right away, but as soon as you replace the invil into the zug, so the invil becomes tameh because it's one kli. And it's one kli, so even if at the time that you touched it, the invil wasn't there, it's kilu the invil's there, and the kli becomes tameh, nafkamina, when you put it together, the invil also becomes tameh. So I want to explain the machlekes Rashi and Tesis, al pi the way Reb Chaim says a machlekes Rambam and Raifet. Reb Chaim Ilchus Kalim, Pergur Lachet Ezvav, he says in the Rambam that you find by Tumma you need a kli maisa. We find by Tumma you need a kli maisa. Like we've had before, that the Gemara asks a question, does the invil make it into a mana? And the Gemara says, in, we learn that from a pasuk, that al yidei koil, it becomes a mana. So tumma needs a kli maisa. I mean, there's also a din of a tachshit, which is exeris akasav. We have in the fourth parak, Rashi says, exeris akasav, atem mushvichem, that a tachshit is tumma, even though it's not a kli maisa. And that's only a tachshit of a adam. That's why a tachshit of a behema, like we have in a Gemara, is not mekabel tumma. Because it's not a kli maisa, it's not doing anything, and it's a takshit, it is an ornament for a behema. You need an ornament for a person in order to mekabel tumah. Well, there's a din, you need a kli maisa. So the chakira is it the pshat that the definition of kelim legabe tumah is kli maisa? And if it's not a kli maisa, it's not a kli bechlal. Or there are two dinim. There's one din that you need a kli, and the second tonight that you need a kli maisa. That's what Reb Chaim said in the Rambam, that there's two different dinim. There's one din that you need a kli, and there's also a tnai that you need it should be a kli maisa. Now, when the Gemara asked l'may chazu, the Gemara was saying it doesn't have a teiris kli maisa. You can't use it for anything, so it loses its din kli maisa. So Abaye says, you could use it. You know how you could use it? You could put it together. Since a head yid is yachal ha'chzirei, you could put the invil back into the bell and ring it, and that gives it a din of a kli maisa. So the shaila is, but why is it a kli? Why is it a kli? L'chaya, once when they're apart, it's a half a kli. Rashi's saying a half a kli can't be mekabel tuma. So why is it a kli? Zogich, Rashi learned in Abaya that the pshat is that the zug and the invil are two separate kelim. Nitmazeh, loy nitmazeh. Hizalzeh, loy taharzeh. That's, you see that Abaye held that way. Because since the Gemara had a kasha from Abaye, from the fact that nitmazeh, nitmazeh, hizalzeh, hizalzeh, Abaye says Abaye held not that way. Abaye held there were two separate kelim. So we have two kelim here. We have a zug and an invil. We have a bell and a clapper, and they're two separate kelim. If the bell becomes tummy, the clapper doesn't become tameh, and if the clapper becomes tameh, the bell doesn't become tameh. Now the Gemara has a problem. You have two kelim, but neither of them are functional. L'may chazi, what are they roi for? You can't do anything with either of your kelim. So Abaye says, oh, you have a problem. I can't do anything with the kelim. I'll tell you what I could do. Head the yachal achzirei. I could put the invil back, and then they're both functional. So any time, even if the keli is not functional the way it is now, but it is functional on a day that a hedyot could be yachal achzirei, that gufa means that it's a functional keli. So legambe the etzim din keli, avada doesn't help hedyot yachal achzirei. Because like Rashi says, it's not a kli shalem, and Abaye never had a havamin that it should help. You can't be metame half a kli. A half a kli is not makabal tumma. Only an entire kli is makabal tumma. And if it's not attached, if it's not actually attached, so it's a half a kli. And a half a kli, Abaye holds, is not makabel tumah also. Now teretz is, the zug is a kli by itself, and the invil is a kli by itself. You have a kasha, but where's the tzveita din? There's a din kli maisa. Kli maisa means it has to be functional. It's not functional. Teretz says it is. If a head you puts it together, then it'll be functional. So that's called functional now. So each one's makabel tumah. But for Eiti Gemara, no. Hazug v'invil chiba means nitmazeh, nitmazeh, hizalzeh, tarzeh. It's one keli. If it's one keli, then avad the head yachalzir wouldn't work. Because it's not a kli shalem. Mamish heinein divrei Rashi mamish. Now the Gemara says that maybe what zug v'in l'chiba means is it's taka two kelim, and b'negei the din kli maisa it's one keli. Afagav the loy mechabe kamandim mechabe dami. That the pshat is a zug v'in v'la two kelim. Chibra means that they have a din kila together to be called the kli maisa. That the Gemara says, no, you see from my spiritual program, it's not what Chiba means. Chiba means it's one keli. But Tanya Kabi Adoni Rashi says, you see what the word Chiba means? If Chiba means it's one Keli, Abaye doesn't start. That's Shitas Rashi. Now Shenkin Taisus holds that there's no two dinim. There's no two dinim. The din Kli Legabe Tumah means Kli Maisa. And if it's not a Kli Maisa, it's Bechol not a Kli. It's not that there's two dinim and they could come from two separate places. It could become a Kli for one reason and a Kli Maisa for a different reason. It's one din. So Oibazai, when the Gemara asks Lamai Chazi, in Dem Alain state it's not Tol Tu Kelim. Because since each Keli is not functional on its own, the din Kli Maisa says that it's not a Keli. So Taisa says, Avad in the Havim, and we knew that it's one big Keli. The Zuga on its own can't be a Keli, it's Lamai Chazu. The Invul on its own can't be a Keli, Lamai Chazu. So, Avad it's one big Keli. So come to Abaye, and he says, Hey, Diyachal Akzira, what's Abaye saying, Behechrich? That even though it's one Keli and it's detached, but Hed Yachal Akzira is command the Mechubadami. That's what Abaye holds. It's attached. Kol Eimid is attached already. And when I touch the Zug, the Invul becomes Tame. Not right away, but when I put it back into the Zug, the Invul also becomes Tame, because it's one Keli. And even one Keli, Abaye holds is Waper Chiddish. Avil the Chiddish, even one Keli, and you don't have part of the Keli, but since you could have the part of the Keli, head, you could put it back. It's called you have the whole Keli. That's what Taisus has to learn, because he doesn't hold this two dinim. There's one din of Kli Maisa, and when the Gemara said Lamai Chazu, the Gemara in the end, when Rava said, Havroi Lakisha Gabi Cheres, so the Pshat is the Zug itself is a Keli, without the Invul. It's Roi Lakisha Gabi Cheres. It's a Kli Maisa on its own. But in the Havinu we say Lamai Chazu, that means neither of them are a Keli on its own. And Hedi Yachal Akzirai, it says they're considered a Keli together because of Hedi Yachal Akzirai. So there, the Ikka Kash like Taisa says, is from a spiritual prokin that you see that Vinishvi, if the Keli is not actually together, so you can't be Matami. You can't be Matami half a Keli. Not like Abaya. So that's the Machlekes Rashi and Taisa. Rashi holds that there's two dinim. It has to be a Keli and has to be a Kli Maisa. So there, Abaya held like this. The Zug and the Ivul Mitzad, the Din Keli, are a Keli on its own. Nit Mazel, Loi Nit Mazel. He's Azel, Loi He's Alzeh. The Gemara is Lamai Chazi. Is what about the second Din, the Tanai, Ni Kli Maisa? Head the Yachal Akzirai can make it a Kli Maisa. And that the Gemara says, but the Zug and the Ivul are not two Kelim. They're one Keli. Zug Vinvul Chibur. That means they're one Keli. Nit Mazel, Nit Mazel. Tomizeh. He's Alzeh, Tarzeh. If it's one Keli, even Abaye understood you can't be Metame part of a Keli. Now, Shengen Taisus holds there's no two dinim. There's one din. It has to be a Kli Maisa. That is the din Keli Legabe Tumah. So Gemara says, Lamai Chazu, that means that the Zug is Bechlal not a Keli because it's not a Kli Maisa. And Niv is Bechlal not a Keli on its own. It's not a Kli Maisa. It's one Keli. So when Abaye said, Hedi Yachal Akzirai, Abaye was saying that even the same Keli, it's one big Keli, but Hedi Yachal Akzirai could be considered Keilu you Metame the whole Keli. And that the Gemara said, no, Hed Yachal Akzirai is not going to take one Keli that's in two parts and make it Keli touch the whole Keli. It can't be Metame half a Keli. That's good for the Chiddush of the Gemara according to Taisus. Now I saw in the Chazenish in Kalim Simon Tazayin Sifkat and Gimel, we also says Mamish the way we said it, that the reason why Taisus was Mechadish that according to Abaya, when you put back the Keli, it becomes Tame because in Nemzon and Svara, you can't be metame half a keli. It's only when you touch by head yochel achzira, it blives like you're touching the whole keli. But he asks the kasha at stamadin. There's a mishnah in kelim, perik ches mishnah zayin and mishnah ches. Let's say you have a keli that's tame, and then you add something to the keli, it also becomes tame. Anything that becomes mechubah to the keli becomes tame. So what's so shver to say? What's this big chiddush that when you have the zug? And you touch the zug, when you reattach the invul becomes tummy. So he says a big difference. Because that's only that the thing that's attached is tummy while it's attached. But when you detach it, so it's tar like it was before. That's tamadim. When you have a keli which is tummy on its own steam, so then anything attached to the keli is tummy, becomes a chelik of the keli, and the keli is tummy, so it also becomes tummy. But when you detach it, now it's no longer a chelik of the tummy. Of the Keli, so now it's Tar. Now, Shengen, the Zug and the Invul of Itaisis, once you attach them, when you detach them, they're both going to be Tame on their own steam. The only reason why you need the attachment is not so it should be a chelik of the keli. It's already a chelik of the keli. It's already according to Abaye one keli. It's just grounded. A tumah can't travel in the air. You need it to be attached. Just push it. Otherwise, it just won't be able to become tumah. But once it's attached, now you detach it. Now they're both tumah. It's not the same as when you tumah a keli and only that keli is tumah. And then you attach something, that thing is not really tummy. It's just considered tummy, calls when it's attached. As soon as you detach it, it's not tummy anymore. Chazanish also declares to say that by Azot also would work. Let's say the Zug and the Invul would have Tumas Mace, and they detached, and had the Achalak Zira, and you do Azot on the Zug, that's Azot on the whole Kaili, and that once you attach them, so the Zug will automatically become Tar. That can't happen stam when you attach something to a kli tar, it doesn't become tar. But here it would automatically become tar because it blames azon the whole thing. That means mechavim to chedush Ramban. The chedush Ramban says that mefurish, that according to Abaya, the way Taisus learns, even when they're not attached, nitmezeh, and also he's alzeh tarzeh, it's considered mamish one kli, keila they're attached, you just need bepoil the attachment for it to take effect. That's the pshat in Taisus.